Welcome to the October 22nd, 2021 recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. The School Board Advocate recordings are available when the School Board Advocate is published, and right now, that tends to be the fourth Friday of every month. Please make sure to check out the digital version of the School Board Advocate to access information that's available through links. We hope these recordings help you to move forward in your advocacy efforts. The recordings are available to members on CASB's website under the Advocacy tab. Take it away, Matt.
Thanks, Leslie. So this month we have quite a bit going on, believe it or not. Obviously, the Fall Conference and Delegate Assembly in Fort Collins was a big hit. I think we had a great turnout. It was awesome to see folks in person. And the delegates did their typical, uniformly great job, worked their way through 20-plus resolutions approved. I think about 16 or 17. I should know those numbers off the top of my head. I do not. Everything from school finance, rural school funding, special education, school nutrition, of course, the federal and the state standing resolutions. All of those resolutions in their final approved form can be found on the CASB website. And I encourage you to go and check that out. Those resolutions now help the Board of Directors and the Legislative Resolution Committee form the basis of our advocacy agenda as we head into the start of the 2022 legislative session in January. And so there will be things that CASB is advocating for based on what the delegates have told us to do. So I encourage you to surf on over to the CASB website and check out those final resolutions. Depending on when you're hearing this, there are a few days left to sign up to put your name in the hat for either the CASB Board of Directors or the CHASA Legislative Council. October 28, 2021 is that deadline. So if you are interested, please, again, head over to the CASB website, check that information out, and it needs to be returned to CASB by October 28th. The November ballot, Election Day, is coming up quickly. And of course, we've got a number of resources on our website related to that. The delegates did pass resolutions in opposition to both Proposition 119, which is the LEAP program, and then Proposition 120, which is a reduction in the state property tax rates, as that would impact school finance. But there's a ton of information on that. And so I would encourage you to head over again to the CASB website if you have not, and take a look at that if you are still in the process of filling out your ballot. The other big issue with that election coming up is there are a number of CASB Board of Education members who are term limited. So we're going to have lots of new folks. And as a result, I could use some help. The CASB staff could use some help. And the organization could use some help as well by filling some roles on the Legislative Resolutions Committee and also the Federal Relations Network. Both the FRN and the LRC are key components of our advocacy because they bring you, the CASB member, into that process and help us share your voice and help give text and context to policy debates that happen legislatively. So if you are interested in either the Legislative Resolutions Committee or the Federal Relations Network, please email me, Matt Cook, it's mcook@casby.org. And we would love to have some folks join us as we have a number of seats that will be available due to term limits. There are a couple of key dates coming up as we get ready for the legislative session. November 1st, Governor Jared Polis will release his annual budget request. The budget request from the governor is a lot like the president's request to Congress. It kind of highlights all of their priorities and things they would like to see accomplished. However, the General Assembly generally takes the governor's budget request and puts it through the food processor that is the legislative process. So what we end up with in April and May next year rarely looks like what the governor proposed back in November, but it does give a good indication of where the governor is. So November 1st, that will be out, and keep your eyes on your mailbox as CASB staff will be putting out a legislative update with the information from the governor's request. November 5th is the next meeting of the Legislative Interim Committee on School Finance. The agenda is not posted, but I anticipate them having the first conversation with the Urban Institute, which is the group that they have contracted with to do the research related to the at-risk factor in school finance and also how Colorado might be able to change the at-risk funding. And so we will see what that looks like. So November 5th, if you go to the legislative website and click on committees and then the interim committees, that agenda should be posted usually about 24 hours ahead of time. And then jumping ahead into December, December 17th is the next quarterly revenue forecast. This one is usually one of the bigger ones because it's kind of the last check that the legislature has before they head into the session. And so it will take a look at the health of the state economy, kind of where things are going. We'll give legislators a better idea of the amount of money they may have to, they usually say save, spend, or otherwise allocate, but it will give them a good idea around that. So keep your eyes late in December for that. And of course, we will have a full report once that's available. And then I don't think we could close this version of the School Board Advocate without expressing our heartfelt thanks for everybody who attended the Delegate Assembly and Fall Conference. And we look forward to seeing many more of you at the annual convention, which Leslie will be here, as you know, before we know it. So that is everything that was in the School Board Advocate for October.
Well, thanks, Matt. And the convention is December 2nd through 4th. There's still time to register and register for our student leadership strand as well. Head over to our website. And if you have any questions, give us a call or email us. And this wraps up the October 22nd Colorado Association of School Boards School Board Advocate. Look for the next School Board Advocate the week of November 22nd and the recording as well. And by the way, that is Thanksgiving week. Until then, have a great week.